let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Alad Rehm, author of the critically acclaimed fantasy fiction The Leader of the Shangs, was born and raised in Orem, Utah. Grew up with seven siblings. Even among all the chaos, well, she's always had the desire to create her own worlds and unique stories. She's been writing since she learned how to hold a pen and doesn't plan to stop. All of her books take place on a different planet, with different ecosystems, magic systems, and people. The inhabitants of each planet are simply living their lives until they learn to planet travel. She has no desire to write what has already been done or create a story that is predictable or overdone. She likes to keep things fresh, and she does just that in The Leader of the Shangs, Alad Rehm, our guest on This Week in America. Alad, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. This is such a fascinating world that you've created here. Let's first of all talk about the creation of this book, The Leader of the Shangs. Where did this whole idea come from to create this whole universe?
It actually started with the creation of the characters. I think I was in eighth grade at the time, and my English teacher would have us do writing prompts. She would show us a picture on a screen, and it was our job to just write it. Normally, I would just do like a description of what I was seeing, but one picture in particular stood out to me. It was nothing special, just a log cabin in the woods, but for some reason, I saw three characters within it, and that became the three main characters of the first book.
Well, that's
so. Over the years, I just expanded what I knew about them, what I knew about their world, and eventually it turned into a book.
I was going to say, so it took a little while. Once you got this original idea to actually go and write the book is The Leader of the Shangs. Talk about those three main characters, the ones that you came up with first. Who are they and their role in this world they're living in?
So the first character that I saw was a young girl. She didn't have a name yet, but I knew the relationship between her and the two others was like a brotherhood. They weren't related by blood, but they were related by like an organization or some friendship. But the two other main characters were brothers by blood, and they all just came from some kind of battle. They were injured, and I didn't know anything about them. They just came this way, and it stuck throughout the whole process.
Yes.
But later, the girl's name was named Jogtine. And the two boys were Convert and Sumic. And over the time, I developed more about who they were. And I actually switched main characters from Jogtine to Sumic. And I eventually developed the world a little more. Jogtine became the princess of the kingdom. And Sumic and Convert were healers.
It's such a fascinating story and world that you created. The book is The Leader of the Shangs. Alad Rehm is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's A-L-L-A-A-D-R-E-H-M. The book available at writersrepublic.com and the bookshop, the usual places. Go to our website and you can link on and get all of the information. How do you go about creating something like this? Is this like a massive outline that you write in pencil so you can make changes to put this together? Or did this, once you started the story, did it evolve? Talk about the process in doing this. I'm fascinated by someone who's able to create this world, create these characters, create the situations, the dialogue, all of this. Talk about that process.
I go through this process where I create these things through dreams, actually. I'm a big fan of movie watching, so before I ever write, I see it in my head, everything from the dialogue to the characters to what they even say. I plan out beforehand in my dreams, and then I write it down. And once I start writing it down, it changes, and I add more and take away some that doesn't belong, and it eventually becomes what it is.
And what it is The Leader of the Shangs by Alad Rehm, our guest on the program. Let's talk a little bit about, once you made the decision to write this book and actually getting it published, what's this all been like for you to have this published book out there and have people literally worldwide who are reading The Leader of the Shangs and enjoying this fantasy fiction? What's this process been like for you?
Since the moment I was 8 years old, I've always wanted to write a book. that's been my one goal, not just one book, but constantly writing books. And I've written several before this one, but this is the first one that's actually been put out there. And I got to say, I'm really proud of it, and I'm excited for all the ones that are to come.
Well, and you should be excited about this. The reviews have been excellent for the book. What are you working on now? Are there specific books that you can talk about that you're sort of kicking around and you're ready to get these out to us?
So I'm almost 100% done with the sequel to The Leader of the Shangs.
Perfect.
It's called Yulin's War.
When will that be out, would you think?
Within this next year. I've mostly been working on the final editing and basically the grammar and the titles and all of that stuff, but the storyline is mostly out there.
I'm sorry, go ahead, finish that thought.
This whole The Leader of the Shangs is a trilogy. So there's the first, the second, and then I'll be writing a third before I move on to another project.
When you started this, in the book we're talking about is The Leader of the Shangs, did you know this was going to be a trilogy when you started, or did you just go through The Leader of the Shangs and realize, I've got a lot here that I could turn this into two, maybe even three books?
Yeah, actually, when I first started it was a standalone book with the main character being Jog Time. But later, I realized that the main character was really Sumik, and he had a lot more to tell, and it eventually became a trilogy.
How do you go about creating, in this case, you got a different planet, ecosystems, magic systems, people? Is there research that goes into this, or do you just strictly develop this in your mind?
The creating process is actually my favorite part, and all of it comes from my mind. I like to keep it like based somewhat to reality. I like to have a certain logic to it, but I like making everything up.
I mentioned that you want to do something that's different, not something that's already been done or something predictable or overdone. How difficult is that to do? Now, you've done that in The Leader of the Shangs, and I'm looking forward to the other two books in the trilogy, but how difficult is that to go, no, I've seen that somewhere. I really don't want to do that. I need to take a different twist on this. Is it difficult to be totally original when you're writing these?
Well, there's two sides to it. One side is when you're reading books, you like subconsciously pick up on how the story flows. And when you go to write your own, that's the only thing that comes to mind. So it is a little difficult to step away from that. But there's also another side of it where I just like really have an absolute hatred for cliche and repetitivism in stories. So I literally can't write it without feeling sick inside. So I just naturally steer clear of all of it, and I like to do something new.
Allad Reem is our guest in the program. She's the author of The Leader of the Shangs. That's A-L-L-A-A-D, and Reem is R-E-H-M. Book available at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. You can find it wherever books are sold, and our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will direct you to Writers Republic, so you'll get information on Allad and the book there as well. Talk about the dialogue. Is that something you enjoy writing? And again, it's a different world, so you can't fall back into maybe, some dialogue that you would use in talking with your friends that doesn't really fit into the storyline. How difficult is it to write the dialogue?
Yeah, dialogue is hard, because when you're like in the zone and you're writing as an author, it's like almost like intentional to have the dialogue follow the line of what the plot needs, but
yes,
really I want to focus on what the characters would say in that moment. And so sometimes I have to step out of that author's mindset and step into the character's mind view and really think about what would they say in that moment.
To do it with the process you use, does this require a lot of editing? Do you go back through and do revisions? It seems like you go back and you think everything through. Are there a lot of revisions?
Oh, yeah. By the time the book is published, I've probably written it at least 5 times.
So you really want to go back and make sure that it's correct. And by being meticulous like that, it shows in the finished product, The Leader of the Shangs. Allad Reem, our guest on the program. Book available at writersrepublic.com and to others in the series, the trilogy to follow. What you mentioned in the zone, I always find that interesting. Is it difficult to get into the zone? And then the other side of that, is it difficult to get out of the zone where it's 2 o'clock in the morning? You've got to get up the next morning, but you really don't want to shut off your mind. Is it difficult to get in, difficult to get out?
Is it more difficult to get in than it is to get out? I think sometimes there's always writer block when your creativity goes on a freeze and there's nothing you can do.
Yes.
But there are some moments when I start writing and like 8 hours later, I realize I haven't moved or eaten in a long time and I'm shaking and I only realize then that I should probably get up and go take care of myself before I continue.
And that makes a difference in your writing. If you're writing on a full stomach, you probably are a little more productive than if you're passing out or snacking as you're trying to do this. I want to talk about your background. Where did this desire, I mentioned grew up with 7 siblings. Where did this desire, this determination, this creativity come from? Encouraged by everyone in the household?
I think I've had it for as long as I can remember. When I asked my siblings, they all know that one day I'm going to be an author because that's something I've always wanted. Like I said, I've been writing since I've learned to hold a pen. That's what I've estimated I've been doing because I've just been writing my entire long I can remember. But they definitely encourage it. Some of my siblings even proofread some of my things. And one of my sisters is my biggest fan. She'll get like really anxious if I don't get out my books fast enough or if I like change characters or dialogue without her, consent.
Yes.
She's like really into them.
As you were growing up, were you a reader? Did you have people that might have influenced you at a younger age that you read and you really enjoyed and admired them, what they were able to do creatively?
I didn't actually read that much. Like I said, I was a big fan of movies. And what actually got me to read was like, my mom wouldn't let me watch Harry Potter until I read the book. And that's what really started the reading and the desire to write.
Yes.
But I've just been reading books and I've been noticing that they all sound the same. And now when I open a book, I just can't finish it because it's just going to end the same. And I know how it's going to end. There's no really point in reading it. So I've been writing my own and I've been focusing on that and trying to make it something no one's ever read before.
Well, they're so well done, and it is unique. It is different. If you think, okay, I can see where the story's going, I tell you what, you can't see where the story is going because it's different than anything that you've read before. The book is The Leader of the Shangs, Shangs, by Alad Rehm, Alladrehm. We got all that on our website. You can go directly to writersrepublic.com in the bookshop, get information, and order the book there as well. You mentioned this sort of starts as a movie in your mind, and I can see this developing into an excellent TV series or movie. Do you have aspirations maybe to see this on video of some form?
I do have aspirations, but I'll have to be a good director because movies have the same problems as stories where they start to get repetitive. And I can't accept a story like that.
Well, it's interesting, yeah, because you see so many of these, especially, primetime television, especially now with all of the streaming shows out there, there is a sameness to many of them, isn't there? You know exactly what's going to happen. What do you enjoy watching? Are there any of the TV shows or movies out there now that you're fans of?
There's some that are entertaining if you just want mindless entertainment, but I can't really think of one on top of my head that I watch.
All the more reason for you to create your own so you can entertain yourself, your siblings, and the rest of the world and give them something innovative in terms of writing and hopefully videos as well. After you finish the third, the last one in the trilogy, Leader of the Shangs, do you have storylines in mind at this point for where you're going to go, where you want to go after that?
Oh, absolutely. I have the next 20 books planned.
Okay, so you're serious about this. You are ready to go. All you need is the time and be able to get there. That's fascinating. All of these, would they fall in the fantasy fiction category?
Yes. They're going to be similar to the first, but the planets will be different, their ecosystems, their lives. But it'll be their unique experience. I don't want to repeat, not even myself. I want all of them to be fresh.
Which, when you're innovative and unique, and then you try to be even more unique and innovative, is a real challenge. And I'm sure you're up to that challenge. I talk in this book, the inhabitants of yours simply live their lives until they learn to planet travel. Will we ever see a time, do you think, when planet travel, it's so fascinating, and it looks like we're getting a little bit closer to maybe being able to do something like this. Do you see this happening?
In the world or my world?
Let's start with my world, because I'm older and I need to have it happen quickly. So do you see it happening in mine? And then we'll talk in the world you're creating. I'm talking about in real life that, we'll be able to see this, because there's so many innovations now. It's like, that's probably not all that we're talking about, on a way off to Mars here shortly. So it's maybe going to happen. Do you think it'll happen in your lifetime?
The more I see about what we're creating, the more I think we're getting closer and closer to it. I don't know when it will happen, but maybe in my lifetime, maybe not.
Well, it's interesting because you're sort of giving us impetus to do that. You're creating this, this world in what's possible in the world. And it's something that I think we all would love to see. And I just, we're out of time. The time has gone by so quickly. The book is The Leader of the Shangs by Alad Rehm. That's Alladrehm. The book's available writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. You'll find it the usual places as well. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Alad, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Such an inspiration in what you're doing and entertaining people with these great stories. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Leader of the Shangs, Alad Rehm, is our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.